For WNPR, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. A young Syrian family is now living in New Haven after Indiana officials objected to plans for the refugees to resettle in their state. Local officials scrambled to accommodate the family of three. The married couple and their toddler were diverted to Connecticut this week after Indiana's governor halted resettlements there in the wake of the Paris attacks. Chris George leads IRIS, a refugee resettlement agency in New Haven.
Well, we were called the day before they were set to arrive. I think they're actually in the air, flying toward the United States.
That call to IRIS came Tuesday. By Wednesday, the family had a place to stay. George says his staff usually has 2 weeks to prepare for a refugee's arrival, but they made it work.
We have five other families arriving this week, so it was a busy week for us. But we weren't going to say no to this family.
George says the husband is in his 30s, the wife in her mid-20s, and their son is 4.5 years old. He says the family had owned a used clothing store in Homs before fleeing Syria in 2011.
Homs witnessed some of the worst fighting during the civil war in Syria.
They were refugees in Jordan for 4 years until getting word they were allowed to come to the U.S. George says the family is now being helped by an IRIS caseworker. Now that they're living in the U.S., their next challenge will be to learn English.